these mortal notions, Maeve said. Good, evil, love. All those other things your kind natter on about, are they perhaps contagious? I rose with her politely. Some would say so, I told her. She grimaced. In the time since her death, I have often thought to myself that Aurora was stricken with some mortal madness. I believe the Queen of Air and Darkness has been taken by a similar contagion. She suddenly shuddered and said, voice curt, I have answered you with truth, and more than needed be said. Does that satisfy the accounting, mortal? Aye, I told her, nodding. Good enough for me. Then I take my leave. She turned, took half a step, and there was a sudden gust of frozen air that knocked her mostly full glass of lemonade onto the floor. It froze in a lumpy puddle. Somewhere between tabletop and floor, Maeve vanished. The three of us sat there quietly for a moment. She was lying, Fix said. She can't lie, Lily and I said at exactly the same moment. Lily yielded the issue to me with a gesture of her hand, and I told Fix, she can't speak an outright lie, Fix. None of the she can, you know that. He frowned and made a frustrated, helpless little gesture with his hand. But Mab? Insane? It does fit with our concerns, Lily told him quietly. Fix looked a little green around the edges. I loved her like a sister, but Aurora's madness was bad enough. If Mab sets out to send the world on a downward spiral, I mean, I can't even imagine the kind of thing she could do. I can, I said quietly. I would suggest that you relay word of this to Titania, lady, and take that as official concern from the Council. Please also convey the message that the Council is naturally interested in preserving the balance in Faerie. It would be of value to all of us to cooperate in order to learn more. Lily nodded once at me. Indeed, I will do so. She shivered and closed her eyes for a second, her expression distressed. Harry, I'm very sorry, but the bindings on me, I stretched the bounds of my proper place. Fix nodded decisively and rose. He took Lily's arm. I wish we could have done more to help you. Don't worry about it, I said, rising politely to my feet again. You did what you could. I appreciate it. Lily gave me a strained smile. She and Fix departed quick and quiet. The door never opened, but a breath later, they were both gone. Mouse sat there next to the table, cocking his head left and right, his ears attentively forward, as though trying to figure that one out. I sat at the table and sipped lemonade without much enthusiasm. More trouble in Faerie. Bigger trouble in Faerie. And I'd be willing to bet dollars to naval lint that I knew exactly which stupid son of a bitch the Council would expect to start poking his nose around in it. I put the lemonade down. It suddenly tasted very sour. Mac arrived. He took my lemonade. He replaced it with a beer. I flicked the top off with my thumb and put it away in a long pull. It was warm and it tasted too bitter, but the gentle bite of the alcohol in it was pleasant enough to make me want another. Mac showed up with another. Mac can sometimes be downright angelic. They've changed, I told him. Fix and Lily. It's like they aren't even the same people anymore. Mac grunted once, and then he said, they grew up. Maybe that's it. I fell back into a brooding silence, and Mac left me to it. I finished the second beer more slowly, but I didn't have a lot of time to lose. I nodded my thanks to Mac, left money on the table, and took up Mouse's leash. We headed for the door. I had other business to take care of. Nebulous maybe threats would have to wait for the monsters I was sure would show up in a few hours. At least I'd gotten out of the whole situation without someone trying to kill me or declaring war on the Council. I'd had a civil conversation with both Lady Winter and Lady Summer and come away from it unscathed. As I walked toward the door, though, an idle thought gnawed at me. It had hardly been like pulling out teeth at all.